Now, Israel has said 37 aid agencies will be barred from operating in Gaza and the occupied West Bank from tomorrow. That's unless they comply with its new guidelines, which will require those agencies and organisations to provide detailed information on Palestinian staff. Médecins Sans Frontières is among the 37 and it said it expects to be barred from operating. MSF has warned that means that hundreds of thousands of people will be cut off from its life-saving medical assistance. The EU has criticised the move. Jim Muir, the Middle East commentator, joins us now to discuss this. Jim, thanks very much for taking our call this lunchtime. Can you explain why Israel is doing this?
Well, the reason they're giving is that these various NGOs who face being blocked have not complied with Israel's latest conditions for giving them the licenses. Now, what Israel wants, as you were saying there, is to have detailed lists of all the Palestinian employees of these agencies, which they're reluctant to do because so many aid workers have been killed by Israeli attacks. And the accusation is that that's been deliberate. So they feel that they're putting their staff at risk if they give all their names, etc., and details to the Israelis. The Israelis say that they need to do that to make sure that Hamas is not basically taking, you know, stealing or commandeering aid that's coming in. I think probably most Palestinians, certainly, and probably most NGOs would regard this as just part of the ongoing Israeli pressure on the aid effort, which has improved slightly or a bit since the October ceasefire took hold, such as it is. I mean, it's a bit of a one-sided ceasefire because Israel has continued many attacks into the Palestinian-held half of Gaza. But as I say, basically they see this as an attempt by Israel to continue squeezing aid, which is getting in drips and drabs. It's better than it was before the ceasefire, but most of what's getting in is just emergency food supplies. Very little is getting through by way of medical supplies, which are desperately needed, and also shelter, because many Palestinians have been displaced multiple times in Gaza, and they're sheltering in just flimsy makeshift tents, which aren't even properly tents in some cases. They're just sort of lean-tos or fabric, which has been torn apart by some of the storms they've been having, because winters here are actually surprisingly harsh. So, as I say, the NGOs themselves, I'm sure, believe that this is part of the ongoing squeeze on aid. And there has been this statement from Britain, France, Canada, Japan, and others, basically calling on the Israelis to allow more aid in and saying the situation remains absolutely catastrophic in Gaza.
And you mentioned there the peace deal. It's still at a very fragile place, isn't it? Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with President Donald Trump in Florida just a couple of days ago. Are we any closer, do you think, to getting to the next phase of the peace agreement?
Well, the problem with meetings between Netanyahu and Trump is that in public it's a real sort of love fest, and Netanyahu has cottoned on to the fact that Donald Trump loves to receive awards and prizes and things, and he awarded him the Israel Prize, which is normally only given to Israelis who have done something special to further the interests of their country or to help their country. So Netanyahu knows how to play Trump, at least in public. But what goes on behind the scenes is something a bit different, according to various officials. Now, we don't know what really went on behind the scenes, but obviously the Americans are very keen to proceed with the next phase of the Gaza Accord, which would, according to the Americans, they wanted to start right in the middle of January, just in a couple of weeks' time. And that would involve starting to move on things like, well, there are three areas where there's been very, very little progress. They're supposed to be setting up a Palestinian kind of administrative board of some sort, made of technocrats, a sort of government, but with limited powers. The so-called Board of Peace, which is supposed to oversee the whole process, and which is supposed to be headed by Trump himself. And the so-called International Stabilization Force, which is supposed to kind of fill in on the military side and fill the vacuum led by Hamas being disarmed. Now, they're having a great deal of trouble on all those fronts, especially the International Stabilization Force, because very few nations are willing to step forward and commit troops. They certainly don't want to find themselves fighting Hamas That's for sure. And there's a big row, for example. The Americans would like the Turks to get involved. Israelis, well, Netanyahu is absolutely adamantly opposed to that. So there are many, many things left undone and which could go badly wrong.
Okay, Jim Weir, thank you for all of that. Middle East commentator for bringing us up to date on the latest on the peace deal.